Good morning, Auroville. This is Abhijit with you again. And today I'm on my third episode of Exploring Education in Arts, Animation and Filmmaking. In my first episode, I explored arts. In my second episode, I explored animation. And today in the third episode, I'm exploring filmmaking. But to explore filmmaking, first we have to get a little bit of an idea about the history of filmmaking. So in my subsequent episodes on filmmaking, I'm going to explore the illustrious, more than a century long history of filmmaking. First, I'm going to explore it in a short brief, and then I will get into each era. So, following the invention of photography in the 1820s, attempts began to capture motion on film. Building on the work of Edward Maybridge and others, inventor William Kennedy Laurie Dixon and his employer, Thomas Edison, developed one of the first motion picture cameras, the kinetograph, in 1891. 4 years later, the brothers August and Louis Lumiere invented a camera and projector, and motion picture technology soon spread from the US, France, and Britain to other countries. While early movies were often no more than animated photographs, filmmakers at the end of the 20th century began to introduce narratives into their work. Especially notable was French director Georges Méliès, who combined illusion, comic burlesque, and pantomime in fantasy productions, including A Trip to the Moon in 1902. In the US, the film industry grew particularly quickly, and Hollywood eventually became its center, home to numerous studios. American director D.W. Griffith was credited with developing filmmaking as an art form with such techniques as the close-up, the scenic long shot, and cross-cutting. Until the late 1920s, films were silent, but at that point, a conversion to sound began, especially after the success of the musical The Jazz Singer in the year 1927. This, as well as the later widespread adaptation of Technicolor, launched a new era in cinema, and large-scale, often extravagant productions became popular. Following World War II, new genres developed, with a particular focus on realism, and movies faced competition from the emerging television industry. In the ensuing years, film continued to evolve, and as the end of the 20th century approached, blockbusters, special effects-driven fare became common, especially in the US. In addition, new technology led to advancements in animated movies, which became hugely popular. The introduction of streaming services in the early 21st century also affected the industry, notably by lessening the reliance on theaters. So that was a brief history of the century-long era of filmmaking. Now I will get into the long history and cover each era separately, starting with the early years from 1830 to 1910. And that brings us to the origins. The illusion of films is based on the optical phenomena known as persistence of vision and the phi phenomenon. The first of these causes the brain to retain images cast upon the retina of the eye for a fraction of a second beyond their disappearance from the field of sight, while the latter creates apparent movement between images when they succeed one another rapidly. Together, these phenomena permit the succession of still frames on a film strip to represent continual movement when projected at the proper speed. Traditionally, 16 frames per second for silent and 24 frames per second for sound films. Before the invention of photography, a variety of optical toys exploited this effect by mounting successive phase drawings of things in motion on the face of a twirling disc, known as the phenakistoscope, copywritten in 1832, or inside a rotating drum known as the zoetrope, copywritten in 1834. Then, In 1839, Louis-Jacques Mandet de Greux, a French painter, perfected the positive photographic process known as daguerreotype. And that same year, the English scientist William Henry Fox Talbot successfully demonstrated a negative photographic process that theoretically allowed unlimited positive prints to be produced for each negative. As photography was innovated and refined over the next few decades, it became possible to replace the face drawings in the early optical toys and devices with individually posed face photographs, a practice that was widely and popularly carried out. There would be no true motion pictures, however, until live action could be photographed spontaneously and simultaneously. This required a reduction in exposure time from the hour or so necessary for the pioneering photographic processes to the 100th and ultimately 1,000th of a second achieved in 1870. It also required the development of technology of series photography by the British-American photographer Edward Maybridge between 1872 and 1877. This is where the history of animation and filmmaking overlap. During that time, Maybridge was employed by Governor Leland Stanford of California, a zealous racehorse breeder, to prove that at some point in its gallop, a running horse lifts all four hooves off the ground at once. Conventions of the 19th century illustrations suggested otherwise, and the movement itself occurred too rapidly for perception by the naked eye. So, Maybridge experimented with multiple cameras to take successive photographs of the horse's motion. Finally, in 1877, he set up a battery of 12 cameras along a Sacramento race course with wires stretched across the track to operate their shutters. As a horse strode down the track, its hooves tripped each shutter individually to expose a successive photograph of the gallop, confirming Stanford's belief. When Maybridge later mounted these images on a rotating disc and projected them on a screen through a magic lantern, they produced a moving picture of the horse at full gallop as it had actually occurred in life. French physiologist Etienne Jules Marey took the first steps, first series photographs with a single instrument in 1882. Once again, the impetus was the analysis of motion too rapid for perception by the human eye. Marey invented the chronophotographic gun, a camera shaped like a rifle that recorded 12 successive photographs per second in order to study the movement of birds in flight. These images were imprinted on a rotating glass plate, later paper roll film, and Murray subsequently attempted to project them. Like Maybridge, however, Murray was interested in deconstructive movement rather than synthesizing it, and he did not carry his experiments much beyond the realm of high-speed or instantaneous series photography. Maybridge and Murray, in fact, conducted their work in the spirit of scientific inquiry. They both extended and elaborated existing technologies in order to probe and analyze events that occurred beyond the threshold of human perception. Those who came after would return their discoveries to the realm of normal human vision and exploit them for profit. In 1887, in Newark, New Jersey, an Episcopalian minister named Hannibal Goodwin developed the idea of using celluloid as the base of photographic emulsions. The inventor and industrialist George Eastman, who had earlier experimented with sensitized paper rolls for still photography, began manufacturing celluloid roll film in 1889 at his plant in Rochester, New York. This event was crucial to the development of cinematography, since photographs such as Murray's chronophotography could employ glass plates or paper strip film because it recorded events of short duration in a relatively small number of images. But cinematography would eventually inevitably find its subject in longer, more complicated events requiring thousands of images, and therefore just the kind of flexible but durable recording medium represented by celluloid. It remained for someone to combine the principles of embodied in the apparatus of Maybridge and Murray with celluloid strip film to arrive at a viable motion picture camera. Such a device was created by French-born inventor Louis Le Prince in the late 1880s. He shot several short films in Leeds, England, in 1888, and the following year he began using the newly invented celluloid film. He was scheduled to show his work in New York City in 1890, but he disappeared while traveling in France. The exhibition never occurred, and Le Prince's contribution to cinema remained little known for decades. Instead, it was William Kennedy Laurie Dixon, working in West Orange, New Jersey, laboratories of the Edison Company, who created what was widely regarded as the first motion picture cameras. And that brings us to the end of this episode. In the next episode on filmmaking, I will be exploring Edison and the Lumiere brothers. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.